Welcome to the Ad Tech Forum. Today's episode is all about retailers, purchasers, and verticals. This is part of Series 3 Outcomes, sponsored by Attain. We're excited to get this episode started with our guest, Katie Schneff.
Katie Schneff is a 20-year Chicago ad agency veteran with a wealth of CPG experience through working on top-tier clients. She's currently a client lead at Mindshare Chicago, where she is a strategic and creative thinker, helping clients transform their media approach, driving award-winning work, and creating new growth opportunities. She's also a mom of two kids under four, and recently honored as the She Runs It Working Mother of the Year. When she's not solving advertising problems, she's a practicing yoga, perfecting her margarita recipe, and planning the next travel adventure. Katie, welcome to the EdTech Forum.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here.
We are stoked to have you, Katie. We're going to kick this off with question number one. Katie, how can brands learn from different retail sectors? And how does that knowledge shape their marketing strategies to actually help grow their business?
I love it. And really the way we are viewing it and the way I view it is retail data is a goldmine for advertisers. And I think you're seeing that in the industry just with the explosion. And there is so much goodness that can be garnered from that commerce and retail data. And it really can reveal a much richer view of the consumer. And it's based on real behavior. Like, we know based on that scanning data, if you actually purchase the product, and by understanding and having a deeper sense of the consumer, it really can influence how we think about our media mix. It could identify and tap into new audiences that you haven't even thought about before. It can differentiate from the competition. And really, even I think the fun part of it is really identify what's sort of that unique or fun collaboration or co-branded partnership that could unlock some different ways in with the consumer.
I absolutely love how you just talked about differentiating, how a brand can differentiate themselves from the competition. How do brands effectively leverage consumer purchase data from various competitors or industries to identify cross-selling and upselling opportunities? Because when you think about all the different CPG brands that you've been on, and when you think about all the different competitive edges that your clients are and your agency is strategizing on, we thought this would be a good one for you.
Yeah, no, it's a great one. And I think there's just, you know, the beauty and the power of the commerce data is that it really does become that competitive advantage. And brands really can take advantage, not just within their vertical, but also thinking about data in adjacent categories to really understand, like, what are those trends, behaviors, or patterns to give them that competitive edge and drive their business more effectively. And it's also giving us the ability to be more predictive and hyper-personalized to the consumer. And that really is going to generate more sales for that brand. Testing, optimizing, segmenting with the consumers, whether you're a suite of brands or a portfolio of brands, it really can kind of give you the leg up. And really, I think the main thing, too, is there is a little bit of a watch out is obviously the more granular you go with some of that data, the retailers are putting a premium on that. So, you know, some of your costs might go up, but I think that's where you really have to find the right balance of, as you think about those cross-sell, upsell opportunities, and really what are the right strategies and tactics to get the best profitability.
You know, Katie, you bring up a great line, and you said retail data is a goldmine for advertisers, which is absolutely true. But how do you see the role of data sharing and collaboration evolving among retailers, you know, purchasers and brands changing in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost, really looking future forward is, you know, there has to be an emphasis on data privacy and managing it in a transparent and ethical manner. Like this is sort of a table stakes for all of the brands and anyone involved. And I think there's going to be an increased focus on how you navigate those privacy regulations, how you're being data compliant. And there's going to be an increased need for data clean rooms and data security. But I think what gets me really excited is just the increased collaboration that is having to happen. I think in the past, it was a little bit more siloed. The retailers were figuring everything out. I think there's been a lot of advancement that's happened within the space. I think one example in particular, and, you know, I work for Group M, and we are kind of the only holding company that has a data partnership with Walmart. So this unlocks a whole new benefit for both agencies and clients to collaborate together versus being in silos. And I think for me, the other thing that excites me is it's not just the data sharing, but also with the proliferation and explosion of AI, is how do you start to pair those two things together? Because I think that's where you're really going to see increased real-time insights, more efficiency, and greater personalization as we think about the future for the consumer.
You know, Katie, we hear a lot about the positive about retail media networks. It's obviously a 2024 buzzword and everybody's hyper-focused on RMNs. What are some of the challenges associated with RMNs in advertising, and how does that impact advertisers and brands?
Great, great question. And I think as the commerce space has exploded in growth, you know, growth doesn't come without its challenges. And it really reminds me of the early digital days, you know, when it was the wild, wild west with very little standardization or governance and everyone kind of doing their own thing. And I think we need to remind ourselves that, yes, it's the buzzword and it's the hot thing, but it is still a little bit of a nascent space. And if you think about it, digital advertising or even the data space, it's a new muscle that these retailers are starting to exercise and have to learn and become experts in. You know, they were much more focused on how do they move and sell products and services to their consumers. I think that some are more sophisticated than others in the space in terms of where they are and sort of that, you know, retail maturity curve. And that's what makes it more challenging for us to execute and manage campaigns. I think the RMNs offer that prime opportunity to, you know, connect with consumers, but they don't always have the same scale and reach that you might find with other larger platforms or even other channels. So really, depending on the vertical that you're in, you know, you also might have multiple relationships that you're having to manage and buy. And that becomes more complex and just doesn't make it easy. And that can impact everything from budget management to how we're approaching reporting to even campaign optimization and really making sure that every dollar is working as hard as it can for the brand.
So how should brands be thinking about the way that they're activating the purchase data offsite from RMNs?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question, because I think so much of the focus has been, you know, on-site activity or really how does things live within the commerce space, extending on the Walmart or Target and retailer.coms. But I'm really excited about the expanding capabilities. Really, I think the retailers have started to decouple their data offering and allowing us to really use that offsite. And we know that shopping behavior has changed. It's not the same that it used to be. People are shopping, discovering, researching, searching really anywhere and everywhere, no matter what platform you're on. And really, you know, to me, media is commerce. Commerce is media. And so I think brands really need to start thinking about how do you leverage data really full funnel, if you still believe in the funnel, or really it's not just a lower funnel conversion tactic. And there's a lot of different opportunities. And I think with a lot of the more recent announcements, the landscape is very quickly changing. So you've had very different data partnerships like Kroger and Yahoo or NBC and Instacart, Paramount and Walmart. And really brands can now start to think about utilizing the data sort of in a more upper funnel, more awareness play in video, CTV, social. And it's really an added benefit because not only do the brands get credit, so to speak, for those dollars that go against their retailer JBPs, but if they also have other JBPs with media partners, it'll count towards both. So it's really a win-win.
Well, that actually brings us to the end of this episode. So I wanted to thank you, Katie, for being here on behalf of Jeremy and I. Thank you for everyone who's listening to this episode of the AdTech Forum. It's sponsored by Attain. We've covered a wide range of topics with our guest, Katie Schneff. Stay tuned for future episodes and please follow us on LinkedIn and YouTube. Thank you, Katie, and see you all next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Katie. Thanks, everyone.